Hello, welcome to the Thursday, February 20th, 2014 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Great diary today by Rob about threat modeling. I personally usually use threat modeling for software development, but it's really applicable to a lot of things that you build, not just software, also network designs and such. And that's something that Rob is talking about. Read the diary if you're interested in it. But my quick summary on threat modeling is always that you shouldn't be intimidated by sort of the complexity of it when you start with it. There are really sort of different levels of engagement that you can find with threat modeling. As a first step, it's really just more a tabletop discussion, a brainstorming session, trying to figure out what could possibly go wrong. As you get better at it and as you actually are more mature as an organization, as how you do security, then you actually may come up with detailed risk analyses and such that you can use to do a later cost analysis and figuring out what your residual risk is of a particular design or application and whether it's worth to take this particular risk. And talking about risks, Microsoft released a knowledge base article about the recent Internet Explorer vulnerability. Internet Explorer 9 and 10 are vulnerable, according to Microsoft. Earlier reports just stated Internet Explorer 10 is vulnerable. The vulnerable operating systems include everything from Microsoft that's currently supported, including Windows 8 and Windows RT for Internet Explorer 10. So take a look at the fix-it, and then again, EMET is still another option that probably will protect you not just from this particular vulnerability, but future vulnerabilities to come. So I highly recommend that you give that a try. But then we also got a number of different bulletins from Cisco today. Two in particular stick out. One is for the Unified SIP Phone 3905, which does allow root access to the phone. So just a matter of time maybe until we have worm infecting Cisco phones. Port 7870 is the port exposing this undocumented test interface. Looks a lot or sounds a lot like what we had recently with Netgear routers. There's a small increase in scanning for port 7870, but at this point it's too early to tell if this is significant and related. And the other vulnerability of note in this set of Cisco bulletins is in the Cisco UCS director, and it's a default account with default password that's installed on these devices. So this patch will fix the problem, hopefully not just replacing the password with a different default password. The command line interface for UCS Director is accessed via SSH, so you would just see this as standard SSH password brute forcing. And Metasploit added an interesting new vulnerability to its library of exploits. The vulnerability was made public late last year, and it affects the Android WebView class, which can be used by apps to include little browser components into the app. The problem here is not that the vulnerability is pretty new, actually. It's a few months old, if you see it this way, which for Metasploit is pretty old. Also, it is patched in the most recent version of Android. Every Android version since 4.2.2 is patched. Problem really is that there are still a lot of unpatched and unpatchable phones out there. Rapid7 does estimate 70% of the phones are unpatched at this point. We've talked about this problem before, and this is not necessarily an Android issue. It's really more an issue with carriers and such that are not pushing out these newer versions of Android fast enough. Also a problem in some cases with hardware that just doesn't support these newer versions of Android. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.